Good afternoon. This is Elmira and You, a podcast for the members and friends of Elmira Baptist Church, located about halfway between Sacramento and San Francisco. I'm Pastor Scott. Let me welcome you to the podcast. Today is Thursday, November 18th, 2021. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 commands us, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I've got an interesting quote for you today. G.K. Chesterton said this, "The most dangerous thing in the world is to be alive. One is always in danger of one's life. But anyone who shrinks from that is a traitor to the grand scheme and experiment of being." The most dangerous thing in the world is to be alive. I'm glad I'm alive today, aren't you? For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. 3 Sundays ago, we began a new Sunday school class in the sanctuary, and last week we took a week off from that because Brother Tim Silcott taught us about the Word of God. We are back to studying the attributes of God in the sanctuary Sunday school class and using A.W. Tozer's book, The Knowledge of the Holy, using that book as our framework. If you are keeping up, you'll want to read chapter 5 this week to prepare for the material. Now, it's not required. You're not going to be in trouble if you don't, but The Knowledge of the Holy, chapter 5. And then we will post a lecture Saturday night. You can watch that either Saturday night, Sunday morning. Come prepared to discuss the material on Sunday morning. For the morning worship, I'll be preaching about Hannah's gratitude. And to prepare yourself for that, let me encourage you to read 1 Samuel chapters 1 and 2, where we see a true account of the events that led to the birth of Samuel. Samuel's name means, "I have called to the Lord, and he heard me." Okay, that's a generous paraphrase. But you'll want to read chapters 1 and 2 of 1 Samuel to be prepared for that. And in the evening, we want to make an adjustment. Brother Carl Engstrom is with us, and he's going to present to us a musical concert. I just took some time to look at the material that he's going to present, and I'm excited. I think you will be excited, too, to hear that musical concert. That's 5 o'clock on Sunday night. We will live stream morning worship at 11 and evening worship at 5. However, I can tell you music is so much better live than just watching it broadcast. So let me encourage you to come if you can. Another announcement, we'll be suspending the flower ministry from this Sunday through the end of December. Let me thank each family that faithfully provides flowers for us. The Christmas decorations involve a nativity set that will take up the communion table there, and it will prevent us from placing flowers. So we'll resume placing flowers there in January. And then for those of you that faithfully listen to these podcasts, the next one will be Monday and then again Tuesday next week. But I'm going to take off some time after that, at least Thursday and Friday of next week. So look for a podcast next Monday, next Tuesday, and then don't look for a podcast until the following Monday and Tuesday. Our devotional this morning is from Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15. So if you have your Bibles, Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15. There it says this, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." Let me read that again. "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." How is praise a sacrifice? Now, I know that the grand scheme, the big picture in Hebrews, is that there is a better worship. God has replaced the temple worship, the sacrifice of sheep and goats and bulls, of turtle doves, bringing the first fruits of our harvest. He's replaced that now. And Jesus Christ is our new high priest. I understand that that is the big picture in the book of Hebrews. Now he says, as he's getting ready to close up the book, by him, therefore, by Jesus Christ, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. The fruit of our lips not being that fruit that Cain offered, but a reference to the first fruits that the Israelites brought, the Jews brought in their offerings during that feast. He says, now, instead of those things, we're going to offer to God the sacrifice of praise. We're going to offer to him the fruit of our lips and give thanks to his name. So how is it that praise is a sacrifice? How is giving of thanks the fruit of our lips? Well, first of all, we like to think that we are responsible for all our success and that others are responsible for any failures that we might have. We like to think that it's because of our hard work and our quick intellect and our choices that we are where we are today. We've arrived on our own. We've lifted ourselves up by our own bootstraps. And if there is trouble, it's because of others. That's what we like to think. Praise and gratitude to God is simply recognizing it's not us, but God's blessing. It's recognizing the biblical truth that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. I'm not where I am today financially because I'm a hard worker and I've got a good mind. I'm where I am today financially because God has blessed me. The talents that I have, the abilities that I have, not primarily because I'm such a great person. It's primarily because God is a great God. He's blessed us. He's blessed me. He's blessed you. Praise and gratitude recognizes that. It's a sacrifice, though, because human pride wants to take credit and deflect blame. Secondly, it's a sacrifice. Praise, gratitude is a sacrifice. Because it takes work to sincerely praise God. Anyone can just read a prayer. Anyone can just memorize a poem. Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep, and if I die before I wake, I pray my Lord that my soul to take. We can all just say those thoughtlessly. Jesus warns us about praying words that have no meaning to us. But it takes work to sincerely and fervently say thank you. Not just thank you, but thank you for, and mention the things for which we are grateful. That takes time. And mental energy. That's a sacrifice. It's important that we refresh these habits of gratitude, that we renew our habits of gratitude, that we reinforce our habits of gratitude. And this month, the month in which we will set aside a day for Thanksgiving, seems like just the month to refocus, to renew, and to reinforce. So let me encourage you to be intentional about your gratitude. To offer to God the sacrifice of praise continually, using your lips to give thanks to his name. Join us this Sunday at 11 o'clock. We'll live stream that worship, and especially at 5 o'clock when Brother Engstrom will present to us his musical concert. This has been Elmira and You for Thursday, November 18th, 2021. I hope you'll join us this Sunday at 9:45 for Sunday school, 11 o'clock for morning worship. That will be live streamed, and 5 o'clock for evening worship, which will also be live streamed. You can meet us at 6111 California Pacific Road near Vacaville, California. Join me tomorrow for another edition of Elmira and You, in which I present a book review. And don't be neglectful and forget to thank God for his many blessings to you.